still the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. It's a war.
Uhuru and welcome to Solidarity Not Charity. We thank the African People's Socialist Party for allowing us to have this program every Sunday on uhururadio.com. Solidarity Not Charity is produced by the African People's Solidarity Committee, working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, which heads up the Uhuru movement. The African People's Solidarity Committee organizes in white communities, building solidarity for the movement for the liberation of Africa and African people inside this country and around the world. In Philadelphia and throughout the country, Uhuru Solidarity Movement is actively building the Africa's Resources and African Hands campaign, part of which is building the Earth Day Festival and Flea Market in Philadelphia as a fundraiser for the African Village Survival Initiative programs. The theme of this is Social Change to Fight Climate Change, Africa's Resources and African Hands. What we're doing is we're building Earth Day as a response to the damage of the environment that is a consequence of a parasitic system that attacks people and their resources. We unite with the call for climate debt and reparations that's been made by the G77 coalition. We support the People's Climate Summit in Bolivia, calling for justice and control over resources by indigenous peoples. The Uhuru Solidarity Movement supports the right of African and other oppressed people to resist these conditions. We recognize that a sustainable world, is possible through liberation for all oppressed peoples, and that's why we're building Earth Day. We're going to talk about some real solutions today, not green capitalism or what's usually termed the sustainable growth of imperialism, which still results in the exploitation of human beings. And we have today Comrade Allie Haney from Philly, and we have Comrade Harris Daniels from Philly.
Uhuru. And it's really great to have you in Philly, Maya, from Brooklyn. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
It's a really important show today to really discuss why Uhuru Solidarity Movement is, you know, taking a stand in unity with the leadership of the African and oppressed peoples of the world, demanding their resources back and demanding the climate debt that you were talking about. And, this is a really lively discussion. I just want to add that people can email in any questions or comments to dj@uhuru.
Until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war.
Uhuru, and welcome to Solidarity, Not Charity. We thank the African People's Socialist Party for allowing us to have this program every Sunday on uhururadio.com. Solidarity, Not Charity is produced by the African People's Solidarity Committee, working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, which heads up the Uhuru movement. The African People's Solidarity Committee organizes in white communities, building solidarity for the movement for the liberation of Africa and African people inside this country and around the world. In Philadelphia and throughout the country, Uhuru Solidarity Movement is actively building the Africa's Resources and African Hands campaign, part of which is building the Earth Day Festival and Flea Market in Philadelphia as a fundraiser for the African Village Survival Initiative programs. The theme of this is Social Change to Fight Climate Change, Africa's Resources and African Hands. what we're doing is we're building Earth Day as a response to the damage of the environment that is a consequence of a parasitic system that attacks people and their resources. We unite with the call for climate debt and reparations that's been made by the G77 coalition. We support the People's Climate Summit in Bolivia, calling for justice and control over resources by indigenous peoples. The Uhuru Solidarity Movement supports the right of African and other oppressed people to resist these conditions. We recognize that a sustainable world, is possible through liberation for all oppressed peoples, and that's why we're building Earth Day. We're going to talk about some real solutions today, not green capitalism or what's usually termed the sustainable growth of imperialism, which still results in the exploitation of human beings. And we have today Comrade Allie Haney
Uhuru.
From Philly, and we have Comrade Harris Daniels from Philly.
Uhuru. And it's really great to have you in Philly, Maya from Brooklyn. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
It's a really important show today to really discuss why Uhuru Solidarity Movement is, you know, taking a stand in unity with the leadership of the African and oppressed peoples of the world, demanding their resources back and demanding the climate debt that you were talking about. And, this is a really lively discussion. I just want to add that people can email in any questions or comments to dj@uhururadio.com. We will not be taking live phone calls, but we would be able to read comments or questions and deal with them on the air. And, part of what we're talking about on the show today is the conditions in Philadelphia, right here. You know, why do an Earth Day festival in Philly? Philly is a city in which you can see the kinds of disparities that you see on the continent of Africa between African people and the white community. And, you know, one of the things that we've really been dealing with and grappling with in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is researching and exposing these disparities for others in the white community to understand that, first of all, the economy is such in the whole United States that African people have one dime for every dollar that the white community has, that they are earning just a fraction, just a tenth of the money, if they're lucky enough to have a job at all, because unemployment is up to 50% in many African communities, up to 70% in parts of North Philly. And so a study just recently came out, and we're talking about Philly here, which in the context of talking about Earth Day, it's Philly aspires to be, and our neo-colonial African mayor here, Michael Nutter, has the goal of making Philly the greenest city in the country, which by some rankings it's number 5. But Philly's actually higher up in the rankings of hunger in the African community, because there was a study that came out recently from a nonprofit studying food security, that's a euphemism for hunger, that parts of North Philly and West Philly, the first congressional district, are actually the hungriest in the nation, only behind parts of the Bronx in New York. And this is the Food and Research and Action Center, a nonprofit in Washington, exposing that the access to food, to healthy food, and certainly there's lots of junk food available in the African community, but there are no grocery stores in North Philly. There are no community gardens or farmers markets in the African community, in the deepest parts of the impoverished African community in Philly. When Nutter or anyone is talking about making Philly a green city, they're talking about the white population in Center City and the gentrified communities of South Philly and West Philly and Northern Liberties. That's really what we need to understand, is that they're not including the African community in that goal. So we really stand behind programs like the African Village Survival Initiative, which we'll be talking about, that the Earth Day campaign is a fundraiser for, being a real African community-led effort for the African community control of sustainable practices to bring healthy food to the community and an economy. And this is a community here in which the most unsustainable relationship exists between African people and the state and the white community. And I know Allie, you know, has been a leader a long time in Philadelphia exposing this.
Yes, Uhuru. And I appreciate the introduction and the overview, because what we're building here in Philadelphia from the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is the Earth Day campaign, and what it is based on is really exposing, as Harris and Maya have said, that the only solution for the environment, as for all the problems under imperialism, is for African people and oppressed people to have self-determination and liberation. And so what we're talking about as part of building this campaign is really bringing out what's going on today in Philadelphia and the conditions that the African community is facing. And one of the most important things that's going on right now is people have seen, I'm sure, on Uhuru News, a really powerful article by the International People's Uhuru Movement article on the so-called flash mobs, the intensification of the counterinsurgency and the police attacks on the African community, and especially the African youth in Philadelphia. And PDOM is giving tremendous leadership to that struggle. And Uhuru Solidarity Movement, we are raising this up because this is what we're talking about, that colonialism exists right here in Philadelphia. The same conditions, you know, that exist for African people and other oppressed peoples all over the world are right here. And PDOM has been calling it much more accurately is youth uprisings, African youth coming together, young Africans coming together to resist the colonial oppression, the conditions that we're talking about. You know, not only the poverty, the hunger, the high imprisonment rate, which Philadelphia has one of the highest in the whole U.S.,
right,
where there is no economy in the African community, where Nutter, the mayor, is trying to solve the budget problems, part of the crisis of imperialism, by intensifying, you know, the punishment and economic exploitation of the African community through the sales taxes, through now saying they're going to be charging for trash collection, all of this stuff, meanwhile squeezing the economy of the African community, having the most brutal conditions in the schools where only 7% of the budget is spent on the schools, and
right,
even that money is just for colonial terror against the African students. There's no books, there's no computers, there's just prisons and police in the schools. You know, so this is what, if there's an incredible resistance growing in Philadelphia, and the Uhuru movement is leading, you know, giving political leadership to that resistance. And so this is part of what we're talking about. There's been two so-called flash mobs where African youth have come together in Philly recently. And of course, this is not something new. White people have been doing this. Other people have been doing this, but that's not, they're not criminalized for that. That's
right.
Called, you know, as Maya was saying earlier, it's called cute or artistic or fun. You know, when white youth come together and do whatever, you know, through texting each other and coming mm-hmm. together in a scene. But when African youth are doing it, the white community is petrified.
Right.
They've been, you know, escalating this whole criminal attack against the black community, not only through the media, but also 29 young Africans just this week were actually sentenced in the courts for participating in these gatherings, you know, in Center City and on South Street. So this is the reality, you know, that we're bringing out as part of this campaign. And these young Africans were not only just sent to boot camp, some of them were, if they pled guilty, they were sent to boot camp. But anybody who did not plead guilty or not just kowtow to the courts was like sentenced to 4 years in, you know, in a state facility, and the judge was so punitive and so vicious and colonial. So, you know, this is what's going on in Philly.
Yeah, and in just the way that the state and the general white population and the media are reacting to this is consistent with just the most white nationalist attacks and criminalization of African youth.
Right.
And actually, Maya and I were down on South Street last night part of documenting a press conference that Mayor Nutter and Police Chief Ramsey and the new district attorney, Seth Williams, who are all neocolonial Africans, mm-hmm. Who now lead this city, or you know, represent the face of the leadership of the city, as Impedum sums them up as the neocolonial trinity. And Nutter announced to a crowd of white people as part of his entourage, and also cameras from CNN and the local media, this is a national story, that they're worried is going to hurt Philadelphia's tourism economy. And that is exactly what Nutter addressed. He didn't say flash mobs. He didn't say African youth. He said, I understand people are concerned about the tourism economy in Philadelphia. We want to assure everyone we're not afraid to go out and spend money on South Street. We're right. going out to dinner. And they actually have a chant now. And the city entourage chanted together, this is our Philadelphia. We love our city. Which is really just code words for African people, stay out of Center City. Stay out of what used to be your community.
Yeah.
Stay away from the economy of white people enjoying their cafe lifestyle. Don't disrupt this with your with your resistance.
Right.
So, and Maya, you were there. What do you want to say about
that?
Yeah,
and I have to say that I don't think that that chant is quite as good as throw Nutter in the gutter. I don't know if maybe they
right.
might want to get some help with that.
Response.
They're not a very good chant maker.
Not at all.
And I want to speak briefly also to what Ali and Harris were just saying, and just underline the disparity in how these gatherings termed flash mobs are viewed in the African community versus in the white community. Mm-hmm. In the white community, these, you know, flash mobs, they've taken place in, you know, huge places like Grand Central Station, you know, really impeding mass transit. You know, that would never go over if that was African youth, you know, gathering right. together in some real way to unite yeah. against oppression. And what this is when white people do it is it's just a stunted attempt at artistic expression, and it's really meaningless. It's put forward in the media as something that's thought-provoking, and it's really not. It's just, you know, it's a bunch of white people gathering with no real message. And that's, you know, it's put forward, and it's tolerated and thought of as something cultural and artistic. And
right.
when the African youth do this, they're, you know, they're uniting on a point that's something very real that's happening to them. And,
right.
you know, they're not... You know, they're not just gathering together to, you know, make a spectacle out of themselves or something. This is something very real and very meaningful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, just the whole history of Philly and white mobs. I mean, what we're talking about, I mean, you know, anybody who's seen anything about the history of the North, you know, is like the white mobs of the Irish and the Italians and all the white workers. Throughout the 1800s, attacking African people viciously in the streets. You know, those are the real mobs. You know, there's even markers right by South Street, right where
right.
the Africans were gathering. It's like the Lombard Street Rebellion, you know, where, or riot, where the white mobs just attacked viciously African people who were having a parade, you know, having a celebration. And then they took the whole, you know, beautiful Caribbean-style African parades and you know, celebrations as, you know, turned it into a really reactionary white nationalist tradition with the mummers, you know, mummers parades that exist where white people dress up in blackface and as indigenous people,
right.
you know, right up until the 60s, and they're still really doing it. So it's like, this is the history of Philly, of who the mobs are, and the police, as Npidam has pointed out, the police are the real mobs. It's like
mm-hmm.
they are rampaging against the African community. They just had, you know, at the same time that the city is criminalizing young Africans for gathering and resisting, they've just had a big expose about how, you know, 2 years ago, where the police, you know, were caught on videotape by Fox News, like in a Rodney King style beating of
right.
Three Africans. They chased down their car, dragged them out of the car, beat them viciously on the ground, kicked them. For a long time, and this was all caught on tape, it went around the world. The Africans were found not guilty, of course, because they hadn't done anything.
Right.
And then the police were suspended and fired, and now they've been all reinstated with back pay. So, you know, And this is the 25th anniversary of the MOVE bombing, you know, which was the biggest attack on the African community, an aerial bombing of African people. So who are the real terrorists? Who are the real criminals? Who are the real mobsters? You know, it's the city and the police.
Absolutely.
And the white community participating in that.
Yeah, and you know, our role in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is to drive a wedge between the expected complicity with that white nationalist, anti-African, vicious attack on the African community and us in the white community. We don't have to go along with that.
And a lot of people see that. Like, don't you think? We've been talking to people, you know, about it and summing up. And I know you were talking to some of your students and some of the people at the school that you work at, some of the teachers, you know, and people were really agreeing, you know, that this is a criminalization. It's part of the war on the black community.
Right on. Yeah.
And also, just to add, as the economy, we're talking about, you know, it's hurting the economy. Yeah, because the one of the mainstays of the economy, as we know, is the prisons, and especially in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, the reality is crime is going down. They've been saying it. You know, they crime all across the board has been going down. So they have to get Africans into prison somehow. So this is another way, you know, to escalate the attacks, you know, on the black community so they can imprison, build up the youth study center that they've just built at in West Philly. They have to fill those beds. You know, this is part of that whole economy.
That's right. And they don't, it doesn't matter if it's children, you know, young kids. That would never happen in the white community.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know, the Pennsylvania is one of the highest populations of youth serving life sentences in the world. I mean, the United States is the only country in the world that locks youth under the age of 18 up for life. And Pennsylvania has many.
27% of those young children are in prison for life in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, we know from the news last year, just following the case around the judges in Luzerne County, who were getting millions of dollars each in kickbacks for sending youth to these private prisons. And it's just a complete financial, economic scheme to address the economic crisis in the United States as it's affecting the state, and solving it at the expense of the African community. And we say no, not in our name.
Right.
We are forming an organized response to this in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and that is the context in which we're building the Earth Day Festival and campaign as part of Africa's Resources in African Hands.
Uhuru. Because that is the only solution.
Right. So that campaign is really, we're in the midst of it right now. We're actively building Earth Day in Philadelphia. We're really a little flustered right now because we've been out in the community all weekend, all these past few weeks, connecting with people around supporting social change to fight climate change. And that, you know, it's a really positive campaign. We're building off of the success of last year's Earth Day in Philadelphia. And it's just bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. I just want to underline, too, that we're talking about, you know, real change here that people in the white community can get involved in. And this is not, you know, it's not just composting or it's not just planting a tree that we're talking about. You know, it's not just a more friendly face of capitalism here. We're talking about real change, and that's, you know, liberation for oppressed people.
Yes, Uhuru, and part of, as we've been saying, the Earth Day campaign, Earth Day Festival and Flea Market and the struggle to build a real, genuine, anti-imperialist Earth Day is part of Uhuru Solidarity Movement's campaign for Africa's Resources in African Hands. And what that campaign is based on is showing, exposing that, you know, and opposing from the white community that all the resources that we experience, you know, using every single day, like from our computers, our cell phones, our food, our, you know, furniture, our shoes, our clothes, our coffee, our tea, our sugar, everything that we consume every single day and use and take for granted, has a real bloody backstory, as we say, you know, that has, it's based on oppression of African people, of colonized and oppressed peoples around the world. And that part of what we're doing through this campaign is to show that the only solution to that, that we have to change our relationship to African people and to colonized people as white people. We have to reject being a whole population that lives on a pedestal of the exploitation of African and oppressed people. You know, we've seen through the devastation in Haiti recently and through the earthquake, there's been an incredible PowerPoint on Uhuru News that has shown, you know, that how all the products, for Disney and for Nike and all these other industries and companies are created in sweatshops in Haiti. Mm-hmm. You know, how the agriculture of Haiti has been controlled by the IMF and the Clinton regime, where African people can't even grow their own rice. You know, that they're tied into the commodities controlled by the IMF and the World Bank. You know, where we're exposing, you know, that 300 million Americans use the resources of 3.4 billion people. You know, that we consume the resources of the world right here in America. And, you know, that this is the relationship where every single resource that we experience every day comes with terrible exploitation. All the coltan in our cell phones and our computers is being generated from genocidal wars that the U.S. and imperialism is backing in the Congo. You know, where all the resources are controlled by outside corporations, by U.S., Canadian, European, Japanese, you know, Chinese corporations, where African people control none of their resources, from the diamonds in Sierra Leone, where the African People's Socialist Party is on the ground and is organizing and working to expose, you know, that 52% of the gross national product of Sierra Leone is subsistence farming, and 100% of the minerals there are owned by foreign corporations. So, you know, the people own nothing. It's right. All exploited. It's all taken out. And this is what we live on. And so that's unsustainable, and it's absolutely, you know, unconscionable. It's unconscionable, and we reject that relationship. So that's what this is, part of what this campaign is really taking out. And it's not just in Africa either. It's African people here in the U.S. Like we've been saying about the prison economy, it's a bloody and slave economy that's based on exploiting African people, where $15,000 a day is made by corporations in the U.S. on payphones from prisons, where 93% of paint and paintbrushes are made in prisons by slave labor of mainly African and Mexican people, you know, and on. So many resources are generated out of prisons inside the U.S. So this is what we're talking about, that African people must control their own resources. And that the African Village Survival Initiative programs, especially of building economic self-sustainability for African people through the commercial kitchen and the recording studio for African international culture that the Uhuru Movement and the African People's Education and Defense Fund are building in St. Petersburg, Florida right now, this is what we're supporting. This is what we're calling on people to support and get behind. So it's a very exciting campaign that we're taking out into the community and winning a lot of support for. Do you want to go over the mission statement? Do we have time?
Yeah. We have a mission statement that really guides the work here around the Earth Day and really unites people around a common mission. And it's based, we'll read it on the air, and it's based on, you know, what's going on in the world right now around climate change in the demand for climate debt.
Okay, so the Earth Day mission statement, and this is our national, what we're uniting people with nationally, is that Earth Day is a chance to honor the planet for the benefit of all living beings and future generations. We work for world peace, unity of all peoples, sustainable universal prosperity, and the end of all oppression.
We recognize that all over the world, people are actively opposing the destruction of the environment, climate change, and the fragility of what indigenous people call Mother Earth. That's right. In the context of the struggle against hunger, poverty, and repression at the hands of a parasitic system whose only motive is plunder and profit.
the recent climate summit in Copenhagen, people from many oppressed nations came together to demand that the wealthy nations pay their climate debt, reparations, for hundreds of years of enslavement, genocide, and colonialism that enriched the white world at the expense of the vast majority of humanity.
People around the world are pointing out that a parasitic system built on war and exploitation, in which less than 20% of the world's population consumes 80% of the world's resources, is not sustainable. Such a system destroys the Earth as a byproduct of destroying most of humanity.
We're coming together to participate in transforming the conditions of life imposed by imperialism on the majority of the world's peoples, where over 3 billion people live on less than $2 a day, so that a few can prosper. Even here inside the U.S., African and indigenous people live under colonial poverty and oppression in the midst of the richest country in the world.
We stand in solidarity with African people and all oppressed peoples in their struggle for self-determination and control over their communities, their resources, and their lives. We believe that from Haiti to Harlem, from Iraq to Bolivia, African, indigenous, and all oppressed peoples have the right to control their resources to benefit the people themselves. This is the movement that can heal the environment, not capitalist governments and corporations.
This second annual Earth Day festival recognizes that the struggle for the environment cannot be separated from the struggle for justice and self-determination for oppressed peoples.
For humanity to have a future with peace and prosperity for all, we in the white community must transform our relationship to the majority of the world. We stand against the plunder of Africa, Latin America, the Middle East, and oppressed peoples inside this country for the benefit of the white world.
We stand in solidarity with African people colonized inside this country, where right here in Philadelphia there is hunger, poverty, police containment, and discriminatory police policies, prison policies.
The U.S. and Western governments can never fix the devastating problems they have created. It is the oppressed peoples themselves who are leading the way forward to solve the problems of humanity.
Therefore, we're holding this event as a fundraiser for the African Village Survival Initiative. In this time of economic crisis, which is hitting the African community especially hard, AFC is building projects for self-sustaining economic development and empowerment in African communities throughout the U.S., By supporting AFC, we take a stand of solidarity, not charity. Africa's resources in African hands.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. It's a powerful statement.
Yes.
And I think it's really exciting building this because we've had many different opportunities to talk with people, both having, you know, in terms of going out to different groups and talking to them on the campuses and in our communities, and also, you know, Earth Day organizing meetings where different people have come and we've done had a lot of discussion based on this mission statement, and this is what people unite with. It's true. It's clear. It's a new day. African and oppressed peoples are turning it around and taking back their resources and struggling to overturn this whole genocidal and oppressive system of colonialism and imperialism. And this is what we can participate in if we genuinely want to transform the environment, you know, or any other situation, any other symptom of imperialism.
That's right. I mean, it's just, besides the fact that it's going to be an awesome festival, it's also just the right stand that people recognize that they can take, and people are taking it in all different kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk more about the festival in Philadelphia and also the Earth Day campaign events in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Oakland, California, after some announcements. So if you're listening at home, this is Solidarity Not Charity, the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee on Uhuru Radio, every Sunday at 1 p.m. on uhururadio.com. If you need to go away from your computer, you can listen by phone. Call in the U.S. 425-905-1825 or 888-207-2243. If you want to get involved in the discussion, ask a question, or raise a comment, email us at dj@uhururadio.com. And we're talking about the Earth Day Festival, and if you want to get involved in Philadelphia in building the Earth Day Fest and Flea Market in 2010, the second annual Earth Day Fest and Flea Market, it will be on Saturday, April 17th, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. in Clark Park in West Philly. We have meetings every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Uhuru Solidarity Center at 3733 Lancaster Avenue in West Philly. This Thursday, April 1st, we'll be holding our meeting. In addition to building the Earth Day Festival, we'll also be meeting to address the current African youth uprisings in Philadelphia. So if you want to take a stand against this criminalization of the African community that we've been talking about on the show, come to the meeting this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Uhuru Solidarity Center. And or if you have questions, give us a call at 215-387-0919. Or email us at philly@uhurusolidarity.org. We'll also be having a Saturday meeting, one more Saturday meeting before Earth Day, to build the Earth Day campaign and the Yoga with a Purpose Benefit Week fundraiser for the African Village Survival Initiative, Saturday, April 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. at that Uhuru Solidarity Center. For more info, check uhurusolidarity.org. If you're in the Oakland, California, San Francisco Bay Area, their Earth Day event will be Tuesday, April 20th, Building the Africa's Resources and African Hands Solidarity Action Network. For more info on that event and getting involved in Oakland, call 510-625-1106 or email oakland@uhurusolidarity.org. And they're having regular Uhuru Solidarity Movement and Uhuru Foods meetings every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Niebel Proctor Marxist Library at the Niebel Proctor Marxist Library, 6501 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland on April 6th and 13th, building Yoga with a Purpose and Uhuru Pies and the Earth Day campaign. And if you want to participate in the Uhuru Pies in Oakland, email oaklandpies@apedf.org or go to www.uhurupies.org or call 510-851-4492. If you're in the St. Petersburg, Florida, Tampa Bay area, their Earth Day event will be Thursday, April 22nd, which is on the official imperialist Earth Day, but this will be an Earth Day for African liberation, part of the Earth Week that the Uhuru Solidarity Movement is holding events as part of the Africa's Resources and African Hands campaign. Get in touch with the St. Petersburg unit of Uhuru Solidarity Movement at 727-683-9949. Or email stpete@apscuhuru.org. And also, we'd like to announce our national conference of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement on Saturday, June 5th, and Sunday, June 6th, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're happy to be hosting the Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Conference here in Philly. For more info on that, call 215-387-0919 or email philly@uhurusolidarity.org or go to uhurusolidarity.org. This event will feature Chairman Omalia Shetela, the chairman of the African Socialist International and the leader of the Uhuru movement worldwide, and Penny Hess, the national chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee. Chairwoman Penny Hess will be hosting and leading a study on next week's Solidarity Not Charity show at 1 p.m. here on UhuruRadio.com on Sunday, April 4th. She'll lead a study on the Black Jacobins, the book on the revolution in Haiti. People may have participated in the study back in February, but she's going to deepen that study, and people can call in and email in to the show with questions and comments for discussion. And we're going to get back to our discussion on the Earth Day campaign just after a brief musical break here.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the
reservoir. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is there war?
We apologize for the lengthy break, and we were experiencing some technical difficulties, but we're back, and we're just about to get on the air. A representative of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, Lisa Burgess, who leads the Uhuru Furniture Store. We just need another moment. We'll be back on the air talking about the Earth Day campaign on Solidarity, Not Charity.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war. That until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance.
Uhuru?
Hello.
All right, this is Lisa Burgess from the African People. Excuse me, we're experiencing more technical difficulties. We'll be right back.
Rule of international morality. The remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the
Fund is joining us right now on Solidarity Not Charity. Lisa, how are you, Uhuru?
I'm doing great, Uhuru Harris.
I'm here with Maya and Allie from the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and we're really excited about working with Uhuru Furniture and the African People's Education and Defense Fund in building the Earth Day campaign.
Yeah, and it's been a really great radio show so far. I've been listening and just really appreciate the discussion as well.
Great. Well, we wanted to just start by asking you, why is Uhuru Furniture and Collectibles in Philadelphia and the African People's Education and Defense Fund co-sponsoring the Earth Day campaign here?
Well, that is an excellent question. And, you know, I really want to say that it is so important for Uhuru Furniture and APDF to co-sponsor Earth Day because the mission, which was read earlier in this show, it's completely in line with the African People's Education and Defense Fund mission. You know, that Uhuru Furniture is based in supporting and bringing out, you know, that includes ending the disparities in health, education, and economic development and human and civil rights of the African community. And, you know, we're honored to be a part of the Earth Day event because, you know, it really is the first and only Earth Day event out there that really addresses the question of sustainability in a way that includes all people in a relationship with the Earth that benefits people and the Earth together. And, you know, this can't be separate from the question of economic development and social justice for the African community. So that is why we are, you know, Earth Day is a benefit for the African Village Survival Initiative, which is a project of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, you know, as well as the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project. So, and, you know, we want to promote Uhuru Furniture through the Earth Day campaign because Uhuru Furniture for 16 years in Philadelphia has been recycling furniture while providing resources for the African community for economic development. So that's where the connection is with the Earth Day Festival and the mission. You know, and the work of Uhuru Furniture really speaks to so many people out there who don't agree with the way the corporate world steals resources from people all over the world to benefit a few and then hoards and wastes those resources and trashes the planet. And we have that discussion on a daily basis with customers walking in the furniture store, with our donors, and, you know, it just totally makes sense that Uhuru Furniture and APDF would co-sponsor the Earth Day because we can bring so many people out, you know, who are already in line with the mission that we've been able to meet through our daily work in Philadelphia at 1220 Spruce. So, and, you know, we also are planning to have a strong presence at Earth Day and do everything we can to involve our team in building the anticipation of the festival and contributing to a successful turnout. So, you know, we can have the opportunity to bring people to unite with the mission of Earth Day and win them to participate with USM and APDF, you know, past Earth Day every day as an expression of change towards a sustainable future, you know, that we all want. So, you know, that's just a few of the reasons. And, you know, I just have to say we read the Earth Day mission in our meeting. It is an incredible statement, and everybody was really moved by it, and we really look forward to sharing that with the Uhuru Furniture community. And Ryan Belsky is the Uhuru Furniture rep in the Earth Day meeting, and he brings reports to our promotions committee. It's just really exciting. We're also, you know, excited to have a table at Earth Day to promote APDF and Uhuru Furniture. It's a really fantastic opportunity to connect with the West Philly community and anyone else who comes to the festival, and especially the students there. You know, we have a history with Penn and Drexel students and students all over the city who every year are buying and donating furniture, and they really represent a significant contribution to the work of APDF.
Great. Oh, that's really exciting because, yeah, we know that it's really the people that make these campaigns happen. It's a grassroots campaign, and Uhuru Furniture has a base of grassroots volunteers. So it's just really exciting that we're able to work together to build such a significant festival and campaign in spreading that message of sustainability through liberation and self-determination for African people. So this is also...
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah. You know, everybody's walking through the door getting the Earth Day flyer, and they're like, great, you're doing it again. I'm so excited. It was such a great festival last year. You know, and everyone just really remembers it. It was just a turning point, I think, for the Uhuru movement and USM and APDF last year. You know, just it was just another facet opened up that we can totally build on. It's really, really exciting.
Completely. And this is also part of a spring campaign for Uhuru Furniture, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have what we are calling the Spring for a Sustainable Future campaign. And basically, that is just like the Earth Day event, except it's a running campaign through Uhuru Furniture that's out there on a daily basis. So it's not just focused on one day, but it's through our daily work and our promotions. You know, talking about the same kind of questions that are addressed with the Earth Day Festival and the mission statement. So basically, through our literature and our promotions and, you know, how we're talking to people in the store and promoting online is, you know, redefining the question of sustainability to include all the aspects of what we've been talking about on the show and, you know, that it's being put out through the Earth Day campaign. And by doing this, we're telling the community that Uhuru Furniture is a way to, you know, recycle furniture and buy used rather than new and then contribute to projects like the African Village Survival Initiative and the community kitchen. And I want to talk a little bit about the kitchen because that is like the current real concrete economic development program that's happening right now. We're engaged in fundraising to outfit this kitchen that's going to be a full commercial kitchen, fully equipped, state-of-the-art equipment, and fully licensed, you know, which really does truly represent a vision for real local community commerce that will keep resources in the community and give the African community a chance to develop their skills and talents. You know, it's what we call true economic stimulus for the African community. So this kitchen project will advance the goals of creating real community commerce and employment opportunities, and also will be providing classes in nutrition and cooking, and also training programs for securing permits and licenses, as well as professional food handling, marketing, and business management. Basically, you know, all the resources that the African community has not historically had access to. I mean, you're always looking at, like, insanely high fees for this type of training and this type of licensing and, you know, all the health codes and everything like that. And this project is really going to, you know, build the community commerce and allow the impoverished African community to engage, you know, their skills and talents and start to build an economy amongst themselves that is truly sustainable. So that's the thing about Spring for Sustainable Future. You can buy used furniture, you can support it. You're springing for the furniture. It's spring, and you're coming towards a sustainable future, you know, under the vision of the African Village Survival Initiative. And I also want to add, too, that, you know, at the same time, Uhuru Furniture is constantly addressing the conditions in Philly, just, you know, as we've been discussing on this show, you know, like all the statistics that Ali was raising. And within a few days after the Earth Day Festival, we'll be hosting a community forum called Hunger in Philadelphia. And that's going to be on April 21st at the DoubleTree Hotel. We still have to confirm the room number, so people should check our website for that information. And, of course, we'll be communicating through our emails and online and all that and in the store. But the what we'll be doing is we're going to have some community speakers and a PowerPoint addressing that hunger statistic, and, you know, the speakers will address the health effects that impoverishment and hunger have on the African community, and PETM is going to be speaking, and, you know, our goal is to build support for the AFC Kitchen, which represents a solution to those statistics, and, you know, win participation with the Uhuru Furniture Volunteer Promotions Team. So we just want to invite everyone to plan to come out to that as well. It's going to be at 7 p.m. in the evening, and, you know, just keep in touch with us, you know, for details on that.
All right, and how can people get involved? Real briefly, how can they contact Uhuru Furniture in Philly?
Okay, well, you know, you can reach us at 215-546-9616 to get any information, as well as online. And our website is apdf.org. There's an Uhuru Furniture page. We do have open promotions meetings, which we want to invite everyone to join our promotions committee and build things like Earth Day and Spring for a Sustainable Future and the Hunger in Philadelphia event. So those meetings are every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at Uhuru Furniture at 1220 Spruce at 7 p.m. So the next meeting is on April 7th.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa Burgess. If people were having some technical difficulties at home, you can check the archives at uhururadio.com. There has been some back and forth skipping on the program today. But this has been Lisa Burgess from the African People's Education and Defense Fund and Uhuru Furniture in Philadelphia. We really appreciate you being on the show today Uhuru. To talk about the Earth Day. Uhuru, Lisa.
Uhuru.
So we... What is going on with the Earth Day Fest and Flea Market in 2010?
It's going to be a fantastic festival, and everybody from the Northeast region should be planning on coming down to Philly on April 17th, on Saturday, and coming down to Clark Park at 43rd and Baltimore Avenue. And what we have really great speakers coming. We have Aisha Fleary, who is the representative from the African people, All African Peoples, empowerment and development programs that the Uhuru movement leads, and she's coming from D.C. to speak about APDEP and the programs of APDEP and AVSI. And then we also have Ramona Africa speaking, who's the, as people probably know, is the only adult survivor of the MOVE bombing. And this is May 13th. This year is the 25th anniversary of the city and the government bombing of the African community of West Philadelphia, where they murdered 11 African women, men, and children. And so Ramona Africa is speaking. We have all kinds, Lisa Burgess is going to be speaking. We also have an incredible program of music, people from the community, from reggae to folk to drum lines coming, marching down 52nd Street and coming down to Clark Park. It's going to be very lively. We have workshops on making worm bins. If you want to make a worm bin and know how to do sustainable eco-gardening in urban situations, we have urban agriculture workshops. We have yoga going on all day. We have children's activities and music and face painting going on all day. And, of course, we have our vendors, which are phenomenal, beautiful artists and African and North American, all kinds of vendors bringing their wares out to the community. So it's going to be an amazing festival.
Uhuru, yeah. And what's great, too, is that we're able to build it in conjunction with the organizing work for the Africa's Resources and African Hands Solidarity Action Network.
Right.
So we've, you know, like last year, we've gone to student groups at Temple, the Students for Environmental Action, the Student Peace Alliance. We're talking to organizations that may be able to give solidarity statements, such as the Temple Haitian Students Association, and going to groups at Penn and Drexel as well, getting volunteers from the service fraternities. And it's just a community festival that gives college students, as well as everyone in the community, the opportunity to take the stand in solidarity with Africa's Resources and African Hands, to really put that into the context of what service and community efforts to improve the environment really means. And, you know, we know that not everybody can come to this festival, but, you know, like you, Maya, being in Brooklyn, you are going to come and be a big part of this festival, but do you want to let people know, wherever they are, how they can participate?